And here's our regular segment on science and technology on RAE, Argentina to the World. Two CONICET scientists will be incorporated as members of the World Academy of Science, the TWAS, that has published a list of the 36 new academic members that are joining us from this year. The select group includes 7 South Americans, 5 from Brazil, and 2 from Argentina. The Argentines are scientists Noemí Saritsky and Rosa Erra Balcells, ad honorem senior researchers of CONICET at the Center for Research and Development in Food Cryotechnology and also the Center for Research in Carbohydrates of the National University of Buenos Aires. In other science news, the Argentine Institute of Astronomy and Space Physics is celebrating its 50th anniversary. In 1969, the Institute of Astronomy and Physics of Space was born. It depends on the National Council of Scientific and Technical Research, the CONICET, and also the University of Buenos Aires. At the height of the space age, in the year when man landed on the moon for the first time, this institute was born based on the initiative of Dr. Jorge Saade, with the mission of conducting research in the field of the space sciences, as well as training young researchers. And France is distinguishing Argentine researcher from CONICET for her contributions in the fields of education and culture. Historian Noemí Goldman has been awarded the honorary title Chevalier dans l'Ordre des Palmes Académiques, which means Knight of the Order of Academic Palms, and is issued by the French Ministry of National Education and Youth. Goldman is a senior researcher at the National Council of Scientific and Technical Research, the CONICET, and she is also a director of the Institute of Argentine and American History, Ravignani, depending on the UBA, the University of Buenos Aires. Due to her collaboration with the Argentine-French Center of High Studies, she promotes the connection and the links between Argentine and French historians, as well as the promotion of French culture and language. Her work on education has made her worthy of the oldest academic honor in France. The research area of this scientist is the history of political culture and political languages in Argentina throughout the 19th century. Currently, she focuses her efforts on the comparative history of translations and conceptual transfers in Latin America around the debate on the crisis of empires and the forms of governments of the 18th and 19th centuries. In Japan, the longest living woman in the world turned 117. Kani Tanaka celebrated her birthday Sunday and held a record for the oldest woman in the world, a milestone she celebrated with a birthday party at the retirement home in southwestern Japan where she lives. Tanaka was recognized by the Gerontology Research Group and the Guinness World Record, celebrated her birthday with staff and friends in downtown Fukuoka, with coverage by local television channel TVQ Kyushu. Japan, let's point out, as one of the oldest societies in the world, and in 2019, it surpassed the 70,000 mark for the first time. In that country, 88% of people 100 years and older are women, according to data by the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare. Tanaka is an example of Japan's rapid demographic aging, which since 2000 has seen a 5-fold increase in the number of registered centenarians, that's to say people above the age of 100. And this raises concerns among authorities about the country's economic prospects and the future of its labor force, with a birth rate which is also gradually declining. And that was our regular segment on science and technology that we bring you every Tuesday. This is produced by Silvana Avellaneda. All right, we've got time for enjoying a little bit of music, and it's going to be a song by Soda Stereo.